be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hospitality is not something that can be turned into an industry, at least in the biblical sense of the word hospitality, which always involves, first of all, a great welcome, secondly, a lot of care for the guest, and thirdly, an encounter with that person, a real relationship that develops there, a friendship, in fact, indeed, a love. That's what hospitality is in the scriptures, and that's not something that can be commoditized, monetized, or turned into an industry. This contention about hospitality perhaps needs some support. Well, we have three stories today. The first story is the story of Abraham and Sarah. It takes place way, way, way back in history, just shortly after the creation of the world, in biblical terms, only 17 chapters later. And it is the story of two old people who have never had children, which is a great loss to them and their culture especially. There's no one to take on the name. There's no one to carry on the heritage. There's no one to remember them after they die. That's a huge loss in their culture. Anyway, they're living a fairly nomadic Bedouin sort of life. They have a tent and they have cattle and sheep and goats, and they go wherever there's grass to feed their cattle. Sometimes it's probably a fairly hard life. Anyway, they're out in the desert. They've got just a little bit of grass for their cattle. They have their tent there. And Abraham sees something fairly remarkable, because who's out in the desert except nomads and Bedouins? But three people show up on the horizon. And what does Abraham do? He says, "Oh my God, there's strangers coming. We better lock the doors." If tents had doors. No, he goes running out to them. And he pleads with them to come and bless his house with their grace. And he promises to feed them and wash their feet and take care of them and host them as he would host practically God himself. And the three visitors come and they spend time there. And in fact, what Abraham and Sarah discover is that in being visited by these three strangers, by welcoming them into their home, they have been blessed by God. And the gift that God gives them is that long-awaited child that they never had. Sarah's barrenness disappears, and she eventually gives birth to her son Isaac. It's a great story. Abraham welcomes. Abraham and Sarah care for these visitors. And in the visiting, they experience the blessings of God. Second story takes place many centuries later. It's the gospel story we hear this morning, Martha and Mary. Martha does a very good job of welcoming, first part of hospitality. She welcomes Jesus into her home. Very good, Martha. And then she sets about caring for Jesus. And in her way of caring for Jesus, You go into the kitchen and you start pulling the onions and the garlic off the shelf, and you get your pots and pans ready. You boil the water and you start making the greatest bouillabaisse you can possibly make. And it's busy and it's hard work and it's hot. And all of a sudden, you know, she's so preoccupied with all of the things she has to do to set a great table for her visitor, for her guest, that she's thinking about herself. And all of a sudden, her sister, who is not there in the kitchen with her, becomes an object of some scorn. Where is that miserable sister of mine? Why am I alone? Why do I have to do all the work around here? So she goes out into the living room, and she says to Jesus, her guest. And our deacon read it in the very soft, dulcet terms that he uses when he proclaims the gospel, which is beautiful. But I think it sounded more like, Jesus, would you tell that useless sister of mine to get in here and help me? And Jesus, of course, takes her down a peg or two and reminds her that she has forgotten the third part of hospitality. She did so well at the welcoming, and the care part, she's preparing a great meal for sure. But in her preparation, in her caring, she's focused in on herself and all the things that she has to do. And what has that resulted in? She has not paid attention to the guest. And in this case, the guest is God himself. She has lost track of that third part of hospitality, which is the encounter. The encounter with the guest, which turns in always to an encounter with God himself and the blessings that brings to their household. Martha presumably learns her lesson, and Mary, the one at Jesus' feet, the sister, continues to pay attention to Jesus. And one third story, this isn't a scripture story, but it's a good one. So Father Aurelius, he's a Benedictine priest from the St. Meinrad Abbey in Indiana. Anyway, he was one of my co-workers back in Belgium in our seminary. He was the director of liturgy and homiletics. And he was kind of a short little guy, a little bit on the round side, and he shaved his head every morning. So he looked, especially when he had his Benedictine robes on, looked a little bit like Uncle Fenster and the Addams Family. But a wonderful man, gracious, great teacher. And every once in a while, especially after a hard day, like when we had to do evaluations of the seminarians, it's so awful. And he'd call over to my room. Kevin, Aurelius, you must come to my room. But Aurelius, I'm busy writing up evaluations for bishops. Well, that can wait. You must come to my room. It's like, Aurelius, it's 9 o'clock at night. You should be going to bed. You're old. No, you must come to my room. Okay, I'll come to your room. So I'd go down the hallway, go down the steps, go to Aurelius' room, knock on the door. He would open the door wide. And in the room, on a little table, there would be two little glasses of sherry and a little plate with some crackers and cheese. And he would always say the same thing. Kevin, please take the Christ chair. The Christ chair was the big stuffed old chair that he had there, kind of like the one Archie Bunker had. And he was acknowledging that by visiting him, I was Christ to him. And of course, he's Christ to me. So I got the Christ chair while he sat on a little stool. And we had our sherry and our crackers. All of these three stories make it very clear that hospitality is not just sort of an extra thing attached to our lives as Christians. That hospitality is actually one of the foundational virtues of our life as followers of Jesus and really followers of God in general. That hospitality is not something that becomes an industry or commoditized or that you can turn into a money-making thing. That real hospitality, biblical hospitality, the hospitality of Christ is an experience of God himself.
It's one of the foundational ways we human beings, we Christians especially, we people of faith, not only extend care and charity and welcome to others, but far more importantly, in doing so, experience the presence of God in our lives and His blessings for us in our lives. Abraham and Sarah, Martha and Mary, and little Father Aurelius remind us today that as followers of Jesus, as individuals who believe in Jesus Christ and love Him and want to do what He does and live His way and follow His way, and as a parish, as a church, then welcoming people, going out of our way to go out to the stranger and welcome them in, caring for them, giving them our best so that they can rest and be nourished and prepared for the next stage of their life. And most of all, by encountering them as friends, as guests, as visitors, we experience God Himself. We experience the grace of God blessing us. We experience the love of God made manifest in our midst.